Hello and welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 53. I hope we're doing all well. It is the 29th of May, 2024. I can't quite believe that we're nearly at the end of May, coming into the last month of the first half of the year, which is quite crazy. So it's a really good time for those of you who are listening, if it still is this time of year. It's really a really good time at the end of the month to reflect on the month. What's went well? What needs improvement? Have you reached goals that you'd set or targets that you'd set? Equally, it's really good time to goal set for the future month or months. Between the end of the month, it's a really good time to do both reflection and goal setting. But that's not what I'm coming on to speak to today. So today I'm going to speak about your voice, that little voice in your head that everybody has. Sometimes we call it the little bitch, sometimes we call it the monkey. If you've ever read Chimp or listened to Chimp Paradox, it's all about the monkey and the computer, the logistical brain and the emotional brain. So we're going to talk about that emotional brain, that monkey in the brain, the voice that tells you can't do things, the voice that tells you to quit, the voice that tells you that you're not good enough, the voice that tells you all these different things, that stops your growth and limits your potential. And the truth is, even the most successful people on the planet still have this voice. They just get better at managing it. I had that voice for an awful, awful long time. As you know, if you've listened to this podcast, I had a very turbulent relationship and very full of abuse and emotional abuse and toxic environment. And that really magnified that voice. It really magnified that lack of self-belief, that lack of self-trust, that lack of self-love. And in doing the kind of growth work and doing all the developmental stuff, all the personal development, all the kind of stepping into uncomfortable positions, all that work has really allowed that voice to kind of get, it's not away, but it's definitely much more silenced. And it's definitely something that you have to work on. It's not something that just goes away. Like I said, all the most successful people in the world, they'll still have that voice. They just know how to manage it and know how to kind of silence it down. We do all have them. It's a sabotaging voice that's telling you to give up, telling you you're stupid. And the negative thoughts and the limiting beliefs are stopping you from reaching your potential. You can't switch them off, but you can switch your perspective on the things that you're saying to yourself. So like things like, I've been talking a lot about this in the school that I work in. So like we're talking about certain things that you say to yourself, and the girls were coming up with different things like, I'm stupid, or I'm not good enough, and da 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 da. And my first question to them was like, would you say that to your best friend? Would you say that to your mum? Would you say that to somebody that you really love, your gran, whoever? And they were like, absolutely not. And their faces were horrified. And I was like, well, so what makes it okay for you to say it to yourself? Because any other people that are calling you these things or saying these things to you, you can get away from them, but you can't get away from yourself. And it's really, really important that we start switching up how we speak to ourselves and catch ourselves out as well when we notice that we're doing it. If someone was sat next to you and continuously said those words to you, would you continue to sit there? Most likely, probably not. And it's really, really important that you, like, to recognize that you're with yourself 24/7. There's no breaks, there's no respite, there's no nothing. It's important for you to be kind to yourself, and that there's a very fine line between being firm on yourself, as in to push yourself further, and being kind to yourself and having some compassion. You can be your own worst enemy, but you can also be your own best friend. And it's time to call ourselves out. We want to build an awareness around that kind of stinking thinking that we all have. I said to the girls when I was working with them, like, if you think about like a flower, if you, and I kind of said to them, what do you need to for a flower to grow? And they were saying soil and water and sunlight. And I was like, right, what if I was to pour acid on that flower? What would happen? It was quite dramatic. And they were like, oh my goodness, that would die. Like, you'd never do that. But how's what you're saying to yourself any different? If you're continually saying to yourself negative stuff, then you're just putting yourself into like a downward spiral all the time. Whereas if you can start to build yourself up and start to build trust within yourself and build love within yourself and build worth within yourself by catching them out, by switching your perspective, by turning your I can't into, well, I'll try my best. And instead of I'm stupid, how about like I'm learning every day? Or if you're saying I'm not good enough, like look how far you've come, or simply like you're freaking awesome. And whatever it is, we need to switch these words up that we're saying to ourselves. We have so much power within us. Like us as females have so much power. We have the power to create life. Like it's incredible. Our bodies have incredible power, our minds have incredible power, and we don't even tap into a tiny proportion of that. And partly because of that limiting belief, partly because of that negative self-talk, because we're so busy talking ourselves out of things that even if it's like something, a dream that we've had, like something that we're desperate to do, and or something that a dream that we've had since we're young, or something that you look to other people and be like, I wish I could. And there's absolutely no reason why you can't. It's just a case of, oh, how did these people get there? Well, they probably got there, first of all, by not tearing themselves down every 5 minutes. So it's recognizing and catching yourself out when you're saying these things and switching up the word and you're saying to yourself instead of that kind of fixed mindset, like moving it into like a growth mindset, like how can I rather than I can't do? Well, how can I? What can I do? That I'm not good enough is a huge one for females, a huge one. And it is what makes us spiral into a lot of quite destructive patterns of behavior. So for instance, not having yourself the self-worth within yourself to choose or be on your own for a start. Like I have now been on my own for 4 years, and it's probably the best 4 years of my life, obviously with the exception of my children, but purely from a perspective of like actually loving myself and actually being on my own to know my worth and to know that I have a standard and I have boundaries and I have all these things that I never had before. And I think so many of us are so scared to be on our own because we're patterned into believing that you must have an other half, you must have a person who completes you. And actually the best thing you can do is complete yourself. And then when somebody comes along, they're just going to enhance that rather than it being you're lost without someone. And that's been the biggest realizations in my life in the last 4 years, certainly, is like I actually don't need anybody else. Like obviously it's nice to have that, but like I don't need it. Whereas for years in the past, I actually felt like I needed that. I needed that love. And actually the love I was getting wasn't a love that I deserved. It was a love that was quite oh, I actually wouldn't even call it love if I'm being completely honest. But it was what I thought I deserved, and it was what I put up with, and it was what I probably subconsciously didn't think I deserved anymore. And so therefore now the transformation here has been like tenfold. Like I am so much more in my own power. I'm so much stronger. I have so much self-love and self-worth for myself, and that comes first. And I still have those wee negative voices. I still have those wee moments where that little kind of little inner bitch comes in and tells me I can't do something, or tells me I'm not able to, or whatever. But every time I take a little step forward, one extra wee step forward, one tiny bit of movement forward, it enhances the fact that actually I can, and it enhances the trust I have within myself, and it builds it and builds it and builds it, enhances my self-worth, enhances my self-love. And that's where it all comes from. Like everything in your life has to come from you, from your choices, from your behaviors, from your habits, from your whatever it is. And next week I'm going to be talking about like when things happen to you, they don't need to be the part of your story that crumbles you. But that's for next week. So yeah, today I just want to remind you that actually you are the creator of your world, and your world can be wonderful and magical and positive. Obviously it's life, it's not like that all the time, but it's about how you perceive certain situations and how you respond to these and not react to them. And or you can choose to be in the kind of negative train where all you're doing is telling yourself you're not good enough and staying stuck and staying stagnant and staying in that negative headspace. And we both know which one's going to grow you more. So, a wee short but sweet one today. I just wanted to highlight the importance of that self-talk and making sure that you are being kind to yourself, pushing yourself, and turning those I can'ts into I cans, and turning those negative chats into much more positive ones. Have a great day, whatever you're up to. Bye.